சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
பேஜ் 101, 7th chapter, 1st ஸ்லோகா.
புத்தியாரூடம் சதா சர்வம் த்ருஷ்யதே யத்ர தத்ர வாம் மயா தஸ்மாத் பரம் ப்ரஹ்ம சர்வஜ்ஞஶ்சாஸ்மி சர்வதஃ.
We are seeing the Buddhyarudha Prakaranam. Buddhi means intellect. Shankaracharya want to see every experience, whatever you come across in the world. Experience means anubhava. You experience people, you experience objects, living beings you experience, non-living objects also you experience through your ears, eyes, nose, to all these sense organs you are experiencing every day, every time. This experience alone is giving you the knowledge of those objects and people. Experience is nothing but a knowledge. Anubhava means jnanam. Anubhava jnanam. Shabda anubhava, rupa anubhava, sparsha anubhava, all these anubhavams, experience, gives what? Jnanam. So every jnanam presupposes an experience. Every jnanam presupposes an experience. Once you get klip jnanam, klip knowledge. To get klip knowledge, you must have klip anubhava first. Klip anubhava gives klip knowledge. So klip knowledge presupposes klip anubhava. That means klip knowledge presupposes klip experience. Without klip experience or klip anubhava, can you have klip knowledge? First all of you get the klip experience. Immediately klip experience, klip anubhava lead to klip knowledge. Now how this klip experience, klip knowledge taking place? Your eyes are looking at the clip and passing the message to the mind, buddhi, antahkaranam. We are taking it as a buddhi here, in your own intellect. Through the eyes, the color, the form has gone to your buddhi and it is mounted upon the buddhi. That is called arudha. This is the background for arudha, how much I have given. Anubhava, experience, later jnanam. This anubhava and jnanam, anubhava comes through the eyes, it goes to the buddhi, then what comes? Klip jnanam. Where it comes? In buddhi. That is called, klip is sitting in your buddhi now. This is called arudham, climbing, mounting. A clip has to, really clip is not going and sitting on your intellect. Through the eyes, clip form has gone through your antakkaranam. In that buddhi, clip form is sitting, clip anubhava has come. Immediately buddhi does what? This clip is so nice. Swamini using from so many years. This is a very standard clip. Let me get this type of clip where? Klip Jnanam has come to you. Where it has come? In your own buddhi. This is called mounting. Arodham. Arodham. How many things, how many people, how many objects are mounting or climbing on your intellect per day, per week, per month, per year, per decade? Tell me. You are getting so many experiences, so many types of knowledge. Where they are all coming and taking place? Buddhi. How buddhi is getting all of them? It is getting form through the eyes, sound through the ears, smell knowledge through the gandha anubhava, gandha jnanam, rasa anubhava, rasa jnanam, sparsha anubhava, sparsha jnanam. The objects may differ, people may differ, things may differ, colors may differ, sounds may differ, tastes may differ, but knowledge, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, any knowledge has to be within these five only. Can you show me sixth? Sixth knowledge. Either you have to say form knowledge, sound knowledge, taste knowledge, smell knowledge. One knowledge or other, sparsha jnanam, rupa jnanam, gandha jnanam, rasa jnanam. Apart from these five, there is no sixth jnanam. Because of that only, these sense organs called jnana indriyani. Jnanam takes place where? In buddhi. To get the jnanam in the buddhi, who are the courier service doing here? Objects are outside. Forms, colors, taste, touch, objects corresponding field outside is there. But the corresponding objects, vishayaha, buddhi, on buddhi they are mounting, then only jnanam comes. That is what introduction, starting. Last class we saw, now look into the shloka, buddhyarudam sada sarvam drishyate. Now you can understand, any knowledge, whatever you see, drishyate means experience. Whatever you experience, everything, always, sada, sarvam. Sada means always, sarvam means everything. Buddhyarudham. Now you can understand, buddhyarudham. It is mounting upon your intellect. Yatra tatra, wherever, whatever, in whatever form, at any time, at any place. No exception, no exemption. At any time, at any place. Clear? Yatra tatra. Yatra tatra va. Yatra va, tatra va. Yena kena prakarena. Whatever way you know, you are knowing everything. Your life is depending upon what you tell me now. Every moment we are surviving because of knowledge. This or that knowledge. So, maya drishyate, it is experienced by me. Full stop. Tasmat, therefore, aham, you have to supply. In the last class itself I told you, aham param brahma. Now, next, we have understood sense organs, anubhava, world, buddhi, sense organs in between. Buddhi, they are all mounting and sitting, I am getting jnanam. Buddhi by itself jadam. It cannot know the objects. However much sense organs are dumping all vishayas to buddhi, inert buddhi cannot have a knowledge. Knowledge is possible only in sentient entity. So buddhi becomes sentient because of consciousness. Buddhi becomes sentient because of consciousness. So I am conscious of This clip, you see, I am conscious of this clip. I know this clip when you say, this I experience the clip, therefore I know the clip, therefore I am conscious of the clip. Three statements are important. I experience the clip, therefore I know the clip. Since I know the clip, I am conscious of the clip, therefore who am I now? Since I am conscious of the clip through the buddhi, buddhi is having that jnanam through sense organs receiving that knowledge from the world. So what are all involved here? Worldly objects, sense organs, inert buddhi, these are all come under anatma. World is anatma, sense organs anatma, jadam, buddhi is also jadam. But conscious of that knowledge takes place in the buddhi because of consciousness, chaitanyam. That jnanam comes in buddhi because of jnanam satyam jnanam anantam brahma chit chaitanyam. That consciousness is called what? Chaitanyam. That chaitanyam is called here in this shloka param brahma, supreme brahman. Then supreme brahman, I can say, Swamini, aham supreme brahman, how can I say aham param brahma asmi kadam? Since I am conscious of, see here in Taittiriya Upanishad, satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Brahman is jnana swarupam. Taittiriya Upanishad. Satyam, existence, jnanam, consciousness, anantam, infinite. Who? Brahman. This is the definition of Brahman. Now, I am conscious of this clip. Who is conscious of the clip? A conscious entity or unconscious entity? Conscious entity. Now, who is conscious of this clip? I am conscious of. That means I must be the consciousness, then only I can be conscious of clip. Since Brahman happens to be consciousness, since I am conscious of this clip, therefore I am Brahman. Puriyadha? Brahman, Brahman, engayo mela paakakoodad. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma, chanting pannite irupom. Years together we chant, but we can never understand. If Guru unfolds in this manner, since every knowledge presupposes experience, every experience later it comes as knowledge. Knowledge is possible to a conscious entity. That conscious entity must be the consciousness principle. Since I am conscious of this clip, clip is experienced by me in the intellect, since I am consciousness, aham param brahma asmi. I am conscious of. You are also conscious of. She is also conscious of. He is also conscious of. Sarvadaha asmi. Aham param brahma everywhere. Because everyone is conscious of, conscious of, conscious of. That is the meaning, aham param brahma asmi, aham sarvajnaha asmi. Now sarvajnaha or not, I am all knower. I am the knower of everything in every buddhi. I am there in the form of consciousness. Whoever knows whatever they know, wherever they know, they are conscious of. Since that consciousness happens to be myself, myself means higher I or a lower I? Higher I. Original I. Gnata number one, gnata number two. Gnata number two. But this knowledge comes to whom? Gnata number one. Gnata number one and the buddhi lo jnanam comes in pramata. Gnata number one. This knowledge takes place About what? Jnata number 2 knowledge that I am Sarvajnaha. Because I am consciousness principle in everybody, in every body. Clear? Now I am omniscient or omniscient? Omniscient. Chalalam illayo Sarvajnaha. Then what? Sarvagaha asmi, I am all pervading. In every place, wherever knowledge is taking place, in all beings, ant is knowing sugar. In ant, there is a buddhi. It is knowing sugar. Where is sugar? And eating, making the dabba empty, that it is conscious of that sugar. Who is that consciousness? I am. Now I am there in ant also or not? Ah, Brahma Pipilikanta Tanushu Prota Jagat Sakshini. In Manisha Panchakam, I am there in everything, in every being, in the form of consciousness. So, Aham Param Brahma Asmi, Aham Sarvagnaha Asmi, Aham Sarvagaha Asmi. Sarvagaha means all pervading, Sarvagnaha means all over, Param Brahma means supreme, infinite Brahman I am. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now we go to the second sloka. Next, same page, second sloka.
Yathātma-buddhi-chārāṇām sākṣī-tadvat-pareśvapī naivāpodhum-navādātum śakyastasmāt-parohyaham.
It is easy to say, I am conscious of everything, I know everything, easy to say. But I am the knower of everything, is it difficult? The Sarvajnaha Aham is very difficult to claim. I am only having Alpa Vedana. You know, I know very little, but I know everything, it is not swallowable. I know very, very little. For that Acharya says that you know finite little is because of your upadhi, individual vyashti buddhi. Because of that vyashti buddhi, that limited knowledge, the confinement is because of individual intellect. But as a consciousness, from the standpoint of Atma, the Chaitanyam, you are all-knower. You have to stay like that. Not from the this buddhi standpoint you have to. From this buddhi standpoint you are Sarvajnaha. No. From all buddhis standpoint only I am Sarvajnaha. I am in one buddhi in all buddhis. I, the consciousness, am in one buddhi alone or in all buddhis? In one intellect only or in all intellects? In all intellects, I am there. I, the consciousness. In all intellects, when I am there, all knowledge in all intellects is whose knowledge? My knowledge. How can I become omniscient? I am omniscient only. Now look into the shloka. Yatha aham buddhicharanam sakshi tadvat pareshu api. See how beautiful. Yatha, just as aham atma, I the self. Here self means atma, atma means param brahma, because param brahma already said above aham param brahma. Therefore aham atma buddhi charanam. Buddhi charana means buddhi vrittinam. Buddhi charana means in the intellect, in the form of thought. Clip knowledge is what? Clip thought. Clip vritti anubhava, it comes arthadhyas, artha and jnanam. First it comes as a vastu anubhava, then vastu jnanam. Vastu anubhava, vastu jnanam. Clear? So vastu anubhava, vastu jnanam, he says, buddhi charanam, that is called in the form of thought. Jnanam, clip jnanam. What do you mean by clip jnanam? Shastra says clip jnanam is nothing but clip thought. Jnanam is in the form of thought. We never think about that thought. Eppadi irukku paarenga. We never think about thought. We say, I know clip, I know the book, I know house, I know, you are telling. How do you know that you know? In the form of thought. That is called vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam is continuous. But object changes. Clip vritti jnanam, book vritti jnanam, that thought is in the form of knowledge. Clip knowledge is nothing but clip thought. Clip thought is nothing but clip experience. Clip experience through the eyes gives clip knowledge, that means clip thought, that is called vritti, vritti jnanam. That vritti is called here buddhi charanam. Buddhi vritti enna solla koodadho, erkanave confusion namakku. Buddhi charanam, buddhi vritti nam, aham. Atma buddhi vritti nam. In that buddhi vritti, clip vritti has come. No? Now who am I? Aham sakshi. I am the witnesser of that clip. I am conscious of that clip. I am observer of that clip through buddhi vritti. Buddhi vritti nam sakshi aham. Aham sakshi the witnesser. Only in this body? No. Tadvat pareshu api. In same way in others also. When I say clip experience, clip knowledge, clip thought, and I am conscious of the clip, I am the witnesser of the clip, can you say or not? You also can say. Same words what I am saying, you also can say. Who is there? Again sakshi. ஆளுக்கொரு சாட்சி, ஆளுக்கொரு ஆத்மா இருக்கா? ஏகம் பிரம்ம, ஏகமேவாத்வித்தீயம், ஓன்லி ஒன். கிளியர்? தேர்ஃபோர் பரேஷு அபி அகமேவ சாட்சி ரூபேண அகமேவ ஜ்ஞாதா. தட் இஸ் வை ஐ எம் சர்வஜ்ஞஹ. யுவர் நாலேஜ் இஸ் மை நாலேஜ், மை நாலேஜ் இஸ் யுவர் நாலேஜ். ஃப்ரம் வாட் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட்? புத்தி ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்டா? சாட்சி ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட். I know one food item to cook nicely. I do not know the second one. But you know another item to cook. So your knowledge is also my knowledge. My knowledge is also your knowledge. Mine, your means what here? Sakshi Chaitanyam. Lakshyartha I, natu vachyartha upadhi ahankara pramata I. But knowledge is taking place in ahankara, buddhi, it is taking place. But while claiming aham sarvagaha, param brahma, sarvagnaha, sakshi, and lakshyartha I, that is my real nature actually. Tat dvat pareshu api, even in other bodies also, I, the Brahman alone, is in the form of sakshi. So I, the Param Brahma, Supreme Brahman, is Sakshi in that body, Sakshi of that Buddhi. Again, I am the Sakshi of in that body, in that Buddhi, Upadhi. So, everywhere I am the Sakshi, 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 Chaitanya. Tadvat Pareshu Api, in the other individuals, in the other bodies also, Buddhi Charanam. அகமேவ சாட்சி அஸ்மி. நெக்ஸ்ட் லைன், தேர்ஃபோர், தேர்ஃபோர் வாட், அஹம் நைவ அபோடும் வா ஆதாதும் ந சக்யஹ. நத்திங் கேன் பி ரிஜெக்டட், நத்திங் கேன் பி அக்செப்டட். அக்செப்டபிள் ரிஜெக்டபிள்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் தேர் ஃபார் மீ இன் மை பிரசன்ஸ். சாட்சி ஐ ஆம், சாட்சி ஐ ஆம், எவ்ரி திங் ஃபால் விதின் மை புத்தி, எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் மவுண்டிங் அப்பான் த புத்தி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மீ தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ். சாட்சி ஐ தி அப்சர்வர் நெவர் சே see this, don't see this. Buddhi alone says that individual buddhi alone choose to accept this or not to accept this, but not the sakshi chaitanya. In the presence of sakshi, everything is illumined, everything is illumined in the presence of sakshi. Like surya prakasha, in the presence of surya prakasha everything is illumined. சூரிய பிரகாஷ டிசைட்ஸ் எனி டைம், டுடே லெட் மீ இல்யூமின் திஸ், லெட் மீ நாட் இல்யூமின் திஸ். சூர்ய ஹேஸ் காட் எனி சாய்ஸ்? நோ. இன் த பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் சன்லைட் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் இல்யூமின். சிமிலர்லி இன் த பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் நோன் இன் த புத்தி. ந அப்போடும் ஆதாத்தும், ஆதாத்தும் மீன்ஸ் டேக்கிங், கிராஸ்பிங். அப்போடும் மீன்ஸ் அப்போ நெகேட்டிங், ரெஃப்யூசிங், ரெஃப்யூட்டிங். ஹேயோ பாதேய வர்ஜிதா, ஹேய உபாதேய, ஹேய மீன்ஸ் ரிஜெக்டிங், உபாதேய மீன்ஸ் டேக்கிங். இட் இஸ் நாட் தேர் இன் மீ இன் சாட்சி சைதன்யம். But in buddhi alone they are all, in ahankara alone they are all there. From in sakshi standpoint there is nothing welcome, there is nothing unwelcome. Swagatam suswagatam, no swagatam kadaiyadu. In the presence of sakshi, whether you like it or not, sound takes place. Whether you have to go for that sound or not, you decide. But sound jnanam takes place. Once you operate your sense organs, the knowledge takes place. While seeing this clip, this knowledge takes place. Can you say, I don't want clip jnanam? You have no choice. That's why jnanam is always vastu tantram, natu kartru tantram. It is not depending upon the object. It is depending upon the subject. You have to get that knowledge takes place immediately without your nat kartru tantram. Na here subject object I have said in different opposite way. It is depending upon the vastu. It is not depending upon me, the subject, ahankara. Because sakshi is the witnesser of, illuminator of every object in the world. Therefore shakyah adatum na shakyah apodhum na shakyah. Apa plus uhu dhatu, tumunnantam avyayam, apodhum rejection nanartham. Adatum means taking, is not possible in sakshi chaitanya. In buddhi, ahankara does that. But whether it is good or bad, you like it or not, it is illumined. Mounting on the buddhi is in the sakshi's hand. After mounting, whether you like it or not, you want to take it or not, that depending upon the buddhi. But illumining that object, knowledge about that object, based on, depending upon, சாட்சி சைதன்யம். Therefore from சாட்சி திருஷ்டியா we are talking. தஸ்மாத் அஹம் பரஹ அஸ்மி. அஹம் பரஹ மீன்ஸ் பரம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி. சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் இன் எவ்ரிபடி, இன் எவ்ரி பாடி, ஐ ஆம் ஓன்லி த நோவர், I am only knowing, I am illumining the object. Therefore, I am Param Brahma only. That is the meaning of this sloka. How do you know I am only the Param Brahman? In Sushupti, they are all not there. In Sushupti, objects are not there. I am there or not. With objects also I am there, without objects also I am there. Therefore I am Sakshi. I am the witness of experiences, I am the witnesser of non-experiences also. In the sleep, in your sleep there is no buddhi function. Therefore that jnanam is not, vastu jnanam, sparsha jnanam, gandha jnanam is not there. Therefore buddhi is not functioning there, sense organs are not functioning there. But I am not knowing anything, the witnesser is there. Therefore I am satyam, they are all mithya. Sparsha jnanam, rupa jnanam, gandha jnanam, only in jagrata avastha. When they are all functioning, I illumine them. When they are all not active, I am not in jagrata avastha, I am not illumining them. But the eye illuminator is there or not? If they are there, I illumine. If they are not there, I don't illumine. What is the proof now? In sleep, you say after waking, aham sukham asvapsam. I slept well. Knowing what? What are all you are knowing? Na kinti da vedisham. I don't know anything. I am the illuminator of blankness. I am the illuminator of blankness. Illumination is not an action. Next question. Third sloka is upon a question. This is the answer for a question. What type of question is possible? If I am the illuminator of all objects, I am doing an action. Action is always vikara. Modification will be there. Every action has undergone a modification. Vikara. Kriya means what? Vikara. Verb. Kriya means action. Action means verb. Verb means it is a action change is there. Like that, when I am doing illumination, is it not an action? There won't be any change in me, this Sakshi Chaitanya. There may be vikara in me also. Acharya says, no vikara, no modification, no change. I, the Sakshi Chaitanya, is your nirvikara Chaitanya. Without undergoing any change, I illumine. In my presence, it is not an action done by me, but my presence, mere presence itself, they are all known, shining, they are illumined. I am not illumining. That is what he is going to say next shloka. Vikaritvam ashuddhatvam bhautikatvam na chatmanah अशेष बुद्धि साक्षित्वात् बुद्धिवत् अल्पवेदनम्. Very nice sloka. Modification, changing, vikaritvam, ashuddhatvam, undergoing a change, and it becomes vikara, some modification because of that ashuddhatvam. Ashuddhatvam means impurity. Bhautikatvam means made out of material, matter. Buddhi is made out of matter. It is filled with sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna. Ashuddhatvam is there in the buddhi. Vikaritvam is there in the buddhi. Modification is there. Change is there in the buddhi. Our buddhi changes or not? I am going to attack you. My buddhi changes or not? Every one of our buddhi changes or not? Yes, Swamini, changes. You have to say loudly. Any hesitation? changes. Who is the witnesser of changing buddhi? The knower of that changing one is must be unchangeable. Who is unchanging alone can know that changes. That means I, the sakshi, the witnesser, is changelessly knowing the changing buddhi. Vikaritvam is only to buddhi, not to me, the witnesser of the buddhi. Who is the knower of the buddhi? I am the illuminator of changing buddhi. I am the illuminator of bhautika buddhi, ashuddha buddhi. That buddhi is having lot of defects. Lot of defects, what? Come on, tell me, what are the 10 Upanishads names? Bakka bakka. Alpa Vedana, very little it knows. Even I cannot utter 10 Upanishads sloka. I am studying from past 20 years, Swamini. ఈసేనకట ప్రశ్న ముండమాను అంగే ఉందనే నాకు కొంచెం డౌట్ వారు అన్న అల్ప వేదన. ఐ ఆమ్ ద ఇల్యూమినేటర్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ హుచ్ నోస్ లిటిల్. ఐ ఆమ్ ద ఇల్యూమినేటర్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ హుచ్ నోస్ బెటర్ గుడ్ బెటర్ బెస్ట్. దిస్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ నోస్ గుడ్, దిస్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ నోస్ బెటర్, దిస్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ నోస్ బెస్ట్. హూ ఇస్ ద ఇల్యూమినేటర్? హాయ్, that is unchangingly I am illuminating the changing buddhi. Modification, antakaranam, whole antakaranam is changing. Vikaritvam is there in the buddhi. Buddhivat na buddhi has got vikaritvam. Then what? It has got ashuddhatvam, wrong notions, wrong thinking, or misconceptions, all are where. In that buddhi, misconceptions are not there. In this buddhi, misconceptions are not there. In that buddhi, some misconceptions are here in this buddhi, some of them are there in that buddhi. They are all differently there. That is called ashuddham. Ignorance is there in that buddhi. Mistaking, errors, all are there in different buddhis, in different ways. Ashuddham irka illaya? Who is the illuminator of that ashuddhatvam? I am Sakshi Chaitanyam. Ashuddhatvam buddhivat, ashuddhatvam buddhivat, vikaritvam buddhivat, bhautikatvam. Buddhi is made out of 5 elements. They rajoguna, because of that only antakkaranam is made out of jnana indriyani. So it has got material nature, material in nature. But I am not made out of any pancha bhutas. On the other hand, I the Sakshi Chaitanyam Brahma, from me alone pancha bhutas have come. Mayeva sakalam jatam, from me alone all pancha bhutas came. From that alone buddhi has come. Therefore I am free from bhautika, material nature. I am abhautikam, I am avikari, I am shuddhaha. Bhautikatvam cha na atmanaha. Why? Asesha buddhi sakshitvat. I am the witnesser of all buddhis, all intellects. You also can say or not. You, I and you, how many sakshis? One sakshi chaitanyam. There is, when you say I am the witnesser, how many sunlights are there? One sunlight. Illumining all without undergoing any vikara. Any impurity is there in the sun? No. Similarly, in Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am no impurity, no vikara, no changing nature, and I am not made out of matter, Sakshi Chaitanyam. Ashesha buddhi sakshi. I am the witnesser in one buddhi or in all buddhis. Ashesha means entire, total, in all buddhis. Ashesha. Fluctuating mind I am illuminating. I am the witnesser of fluctuating mind, I am witnesser of steady mind also. One intellect is steady, another intellect is fluctuating. But I, the witnesser, illuminator of that fluctuating intellect and non-fluctuating intellect, am I fluctuating? I, the witnesser, fluctuating. If witnesser also fluctuating, cannot know the steadiness of the intellect. So, intellect steadiness, intellect fluctuation must be seen only by unfluctuating Sakshi Chaitanya. For this simple example I used to give, when you stand in the station alone, you can see the 8 o'clock train, 10 o'clock train, going train, coming train, everything you can watch. You can watch. If you go in 8 o'clock train, can you watch 10 o'clock train? So to watch the 10 o'clock train, to witness the 10 o'clock train, you must be out of the train or in the train? Out of the train. If you are in the train, you cannot. You cannot. Similarly, Ahidi Sakshi Chaitanyam, Buddhi is like a train. Steady Buddhi, unsteady Buddhi. I must be out of the Buddhi or in the Buddhi? Out of the Buddhi. That is why I am Sarva Buddhi Sakshitvat. I am not belong to any one. I am the only Vyapakaha, Prakashakaha. Yatra yatra Prakashakatvam, tatra tatra Vyapyatvam. Therefore, Asesha Buddhi Sakshitvat. Aham Na Buddhi. The illuminator of that thing is not that thing. Okay? You are illuminator of that object, you are not that object. You are illuminator of the Buddhi, therefore you are not Buddhi. Therefore I have no Buddhi, you should not say. You should not say I have no Buddhi. Therefore, Pushpakara Vritti, Vritti, Ghatakara Vritti, pot thought, house thought, car thought, snake thought, mic thought, fan thought, any thought for that matter, all are illumined by me. Okay. Therefore, vikaritvam, ashuddhatvam, bhautikatvam. You have to go to the next line then. Buddhi alpavedana che. న ఆత్మన సంతి అప్పుడు అన్వయం పండికను. హౌ టు డు అన్వయ? వికారిత్వం, అశుద్ధత్వం, భౌతికత్వం, బుద్ధివత్ అల్పవేదన, నోయింగ్ వెరీ లిటిల్, ఆల్ దీస్ లిమిటేషన్స్, దట్ మీన్స్ చేంజింగ్ ఇంప్యూరిటీ, మ్యాటర్, జడత్వం, భౌతికత్వం మీన్స్ ఇనర్ట్నెస్. భౌతికత్వం, బుద్ధి బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ జడం. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ బేసికల్లీ సెన్షియంట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ డిపెండింగ్ అపాన్ మీ ది సాక్షి చైతన్యం ఫర్ ఇట్స్ సెన్షియన్సీ. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ జడం ఓన్లీ. భౌతికత్వం మీన్స్ జడత్వం. దెన్ ఫోర్త్ వన్ ఈజ్ బుద్ధివత్ అల్పవేదన, నోయింగ్ లిటిల్ లైక్ బుద్ధి. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్ ఇన్ మీ. ఆత్మనః న సంతి. వై దే ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్? అశేష బుద్ధి సాక్షిత్వాత్. సిన్స్ ఐఎమ్ ద ఇల్యూమినేటర్, ఐఎమ్ ద విట్నెసర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బుద్ధిస్, దే కెనాట్ బి ఇన్ మీ. ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్ మీ, ఐ కెనాట్ ఇల్యూమిన్ దమ్. సో ద ఇల్యూమినేటర్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఇల్యూమిన్డ్. Yes, the illuminator is always different from the illumined. Illumined means what? I am lending sentiency to this body. I am lending existence to this body. I am infinite, all-pervading consciousness, existence, principle. Param Brahma Ahamasmi. I am only illumining this body. I am giving sentiency to this body. Namma mudiyaradha? This is fact. We'll go to the next shloka, fourth shloka. Therefore, knower of doshas belong to the known or knower. Knower of all defects. Knower of all defects belong to the known object or knower. Known object, not to the knower. Whatever I know the defects belongs to that object, known object, not to the knower. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am the knower through the buddhi. I get the knower status. Really speaking, I am the illuminator. The knower status is also temporary status. Clear? You have to think a lot.
Manau prakashate yadvate. Rattadhyakaratatape. Mai sandrishyate sarvam. Atape neva tanmaya.
Now he gives an example here. How can I be modificationless? How can I be not a non-material? It's difficult. Now here he is going to give answer for nirvikaratvam. The vikaritvam is only in buddhi you are telling, not in sakshi, me the witnesser. How can I be that changeless witnesser? How? For that he gives an example, no well-known example. What is that example? Mani, crystal, red flower, hibiscus red flower. Once you keep that crystal in sunlight, atapa means sunlight, surya prakashaha. In the first line, atape rattadhyakara pushpam. That pushpa which has got redness, rattakara pushpam. That pushpam manau prakashyate. Manau prakashyate. Mani means here crystal. You have to take buddhi compared to the crystal. Object compared to a flower. Then Sakshi Chaitanyam is compared to Surya Prakasha. Sakshi Chaitanyam is compared to Surya Prakasha. Now with this you have to say, Manau in the crystal. Kim Prakashyate Raktadhyakara Pushpam. That Pushpa whose color is red, red in color. Red color flower. Manau prakashyate means that redness seen in the crystal. Manau in the crystal. Because of what? Because of sunlight. Can you see that redness in the darkness? In dark room, can you see the crystal and red flower? You cannot see. Once that red flower is close, proximate to the crystal, that white crystal clear mani. Mani means here any transparent white diamond like. Mani means you can take crystal or mani, any diamond which is transparent, white crystal like. The red color is superimposed upon the crystal in the presence of sunlight. This really here second line you come, mai sarvam atapena samrishyate. Here atapena means sakshi chaitanyam. You have to take sakshi chaitanyam. How to do anvaya? You have to seek properly. Atape raktadhyakara manau prakashyate. You have to supply tadvat mayi சர்வம் சந்திருஷ்யதே. மயி சாட்சிணி சர்வம் சந்திருஷ்யதே. ஈவன் தோ த ரெட்னஸ் இஸ் நாட் தேர் இன் த கிறிஸ்டல், பட் த ரெட்னஸ் இஸ் அப்பியரிங் இன் த கிறிஸ்டல். இட் இஸ் நாட் கிறிஸ்டல் ஹேஸ் நாட் கான் எனி மாடிஃபிகேஷன். Has it got any redness really? What it does, the Surya Prakasha did what now? It has gone any modification? Just it is illumining the flower, it is illumining the crystal. In its presence, that raktakaram, that redness, mano prakashyate. But is it the job done by Surya Prakasha? Oh crystal, you have to get the redness of the flower. Oh flower, you have to give your redness to the crystal. Is the job done by Surya Prakasha? No. Without doing anything, in its presence, that transformation, as the seeming transformation happened. Seeming transformation. That is not real transformation. Sakshini Mayi, in me they are all appearing. I am in the Buddhi, Sakshi Chaitanyam. I am in the Buddhi, I am illumining the Buddhi. Because I am illumining the Buddhi, the redness in the crystal, is it going to affect the sun? Similarly, all objects I am seeing, Buddhi is like a crystal. All objects, their form is taken place in the form of விருத்தி ஜானம், கிளிப்பு ஜானம், பட ஜானம், கட ஜானம், பாட் நாலேஜ், எனி நாலேஜ், கோல்டு நாலேஜ், சில்வர் நாலேஜ், ஆர்னமெண்ட் நாலேஜ், டிரஸ் நாலேஜ், எனி நாலேஜ் ஆஃப் எனி ஆப்ஜெக்ட், தே ஆர் ஆல் டேக்கிங் பிளேஸ் இன் த புத்தி. புத்தி ஆரூடம் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சாட்சி சைதன்யம், சூரிய பிரகாச ரூப ஆதப ரூப சாட்சி சைதன்யம். ஆம் ஐ கனெக்டட் டு த சூரிய பிரகாஷ? எனி திங் ரியல்லி ஸ்பீக்கிங், பாவம் சூரிய பிரகாஷம் ஒண்ணுமே பண்ணல. இந்த பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் சூரிய பிரகாஷா, திஸ் கிறிஸ்டல் அண்ட் த பிளவர், தே ஹாவ் தட் கான்டாக்ட் ஆஸ் தோ. சிமிலர்லி இன் மை பிரசன்ஸ் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம், திஸ் புத்தி கிறிஸ்டல் லைக் புத்தி, வேர்ல்ட் லைக் ஹைபிஸ்கஸ் பிளவர், ஆல் different things are mounting upon buddhi. I am only giving light to them, illumining them. I am sakshi chaitanyam, I am not ahankara. Ahankara belongs to buddhi. Problem, what a height he is taking, you see. Papa, very very tough. We have to do lot of contemplation. Now I am Surya Prakasha like Sakshi Chaitanyam. Buddhi is like a crystal. Because of the proximity of that flower-like objects, they are all illumined in the Buddhi. Flower color illumined in the crystal or not? Similarly, all objects are illumined in the Buddhi because of the main illuminator. சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம். நவ் ஹூ ஆம் ஐ? ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மா சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம். மனோபுத்தி அஹங்கார சித்தானி நாஹம். இன் மை பிரசன்ஸ் ஆல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் என்டரிங் த புத்தி. பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் கிவிங் சென்சியன்சி டு த புத்தி, தட் புத்தி ஹேஸ் காட் த கெபாசிட்டி ஆஃப் ரிசீவிங் தோஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் in the form of vritti jnanam. Therefore, putra jnanam, putri jnanam, husband jnanam, wife jnanam, all jnanam are mounting where? On the buddhi. What type of buddhi? Jada buddhi. What type of sentience it has got? Borrowed sentience. Since it has got borrowed sentience, that jadam buddhi is satyam or mithya? Mithya. If it is satyam, they have to be available in sleep also. Since they are not available in sleep, they are mithya. Who is Satyam? Aidi Sakshi Chaitanyam, always available in Sushupti also, Jagrata also. But Buddhi, not available in the sleep. Therefore, I am Satyam, Buddhi is Mithya. But use the Buddhi. Buddhi is Mithya, and throw panna kudadu. You should not throw the Buddhi. Okay, make use of the Buddhi. Come to the next class. Again, we discuss about the Buddhi to say, I am not Buddhi. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.